Hi, my name is Christian Garcia, pastor of Trinity Reformed Presbyterian Church in Montrose, Colorado. And today we have a question regarding worship. And the question is, why do we worship the way we worship and not like other churches? I believe that this is a very good question, and I want to thank the person for asking it. It may not be immediately evident to all of us, but this is a very deep question, and I will do my best to answer it. The differences that we see today in worship go in fact further back and run deeper than tastes or styles of worship. It actually has to do with our prevalent modernist philosophy and theology, if you can separate both. It reaches back to the Enlightenment. If you are not familiar with the French Revolution, it may simply be enough to say that it was with the French Revolution that a change in mentality began. Suddenly, God was no longer the center of the universe, nor the old regime of kings, but a new understanding where man was the center of the universe and we become the end of everything we seek began to reign. The philosophy of the French Revolution invaded everything, including theology. And we here in America have not been immune to that. The extreme individualist mentality that we suffer from here in America is one of the fruits of the Enlightenment. Also, the vast consumerist mentality that we have today has its roots in seed form in the Revolution. The idea that we need to appeal to what people really want and that nothing should be imposed on them from the outside is basic marketing strategy. These ideas then have infiltrated the church, especially here in America in different places. We have shifted from being worshipers in spirit and in truth, as John 4 affirms, and instead we have become worshipers according to our feelings, according to our standards and needs. And so, for modern churches and seeker-sensitive models of doing church, the most important thing that churches need to do is seeing their congregants as consumers. So churches plan new programs, activities, and many other things to get people entertained, to make them feel something meaningful. Experience, in that sense, has to be key for these models to work. So churches have exchanged worship according to scriptures for a worship style that looks more like a concert, with special lights, fog machines, music bands, and other elements that are designed to give the attendant an experience. However, if we look at scriptures, the center of worship is not our experience, is not what we feel, and is not what churches need to do in order to attract people. It is actually God, and in that sense, is not even something that we produce in ourselves. Worship is not something that we have been looking to do. Worship is something that God has called us to do. He is seeking worshipers that worship him in the spirit and in truth, said Jesus in John 4, again that quote. That basically means that God is the one who puts the rules and not us. So here are the two key important things about worship. First, in worship, God is the center, not us. Not our feelings, not that the music is good, not how many people church is attracting, and not how entertaining the service is. Second, worship has to be done according to God's rules, and that means that we need to follow what the scriptures say about worship, not what we expect from worship, and definitely not what the expert on marketing says, not what the popular music band says. Not that every other church is doing that and we are going to lose people if we don't do it, kind of mentality says. None of those things are to influence how we worship. In fact, worship is to follow the redemptive movement of scriptures. God calling us to worship, God welcoming us to his presence, God revealing our sins and forgiving us from them, God talking to us through the sermon, God administering his sacraments to us, and finally, God blessing us so we can live our lives for His glory. As you can hear, God and God alone is the center of our worship. And there is a theology behind our worship. If our theology is centered around man, then our worship will seek to put man at the center. But if our theology is centered around God, then we will seek to honor Him in everything. In our modern world, where relativist thinking is king, to affirm that God has to be the center of worship and that the best way to do worship is according to scriptures, as it is manifested in the Reformed system of worship, is not an easy thing to say. It is not attractive to say it either. But when we talk about what the center of our worship should be, there are no middle grounds, and we cannot bargain with this truth. God is God, and we worship Him according to His precepts. We, in our Reformed worship, have always been more concerned with tracing everything back to God, the origin of everything, than in anything or anyone else. Well, I hope you found this answer helpful. Please don't forget to continue sending me your questions to trinityreformedmontrose@gmail.com. Again, trinityreformedmontrose@gmail.com. Until the next time, blessings in Christ.